from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You disappointed you're not the starter?
I wouldn't say disappointed. Obviously, you know, there's two ways to look at it. You know, obviously, I want to play. Competitive edge in me. But at the same time, 110 situation. You know, kind of what's coming in here. And Jacoby's, you know, being the offense, and you got, you know, the reps, you know, with the ones all camp. So can't really say I'm disappointed, but at the same time, want to be playing.
I was Drake May, who definitely has no idea who Collective Soul is, right?
He shouldn't.
No, he was born well after their heyday. He's 22 today.
Depends on how much of a historian of music he is.
Yeah.
Like, I know who the Beatles are.
Fair point.
So he probably should know who Collective Soul is.
And Collective Soul was the Beatles of the 90s, I'd say.
Beatles in the 90s.
Yeah. Many people say it about them.
They actually, that was sort of their catchphrase.
Yep.
When they would book stadiums. Yeah. When they would sell out Gillette.
Right. When they would go on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was a big deal. Yeah, no, so it's Drake May's 22nd today, by the way.
Happy 22nd birthday. He is a young gun.
Yeah.
You know, 22 years old. That's the whole life ahead of you like that.
Happy birthday. Enjoy the bench.
Yeah.
Right. Is that why they threw the emergency press conference yesterday? They're like, we're not going to do it. Oh, crap. Friday's his birthday. We can't do the announcement then.
So, I mean,
emergency press conference Thursday.
You can, like, really go out and party kind of hard, right? If you have no responsibility, you're the backup quarterback, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
You can go on like a 2-week bender if you wanted to.
Cut loose.
They don't need you.
Right.
They're not going to let you play anyway.
No.
You might as well have fun on your birthday.
Go out there and have a good time. Although, yeah, I will say, 22? 21's a great birthday.
21, yeah, big time.
22, I don't really remember, but I do remember being
because
like...
Because you were hammered.
I'm saying it didn't stand out in any way, but
well,
I feel
22
like...
22 after a massive signing bonus.
Good point.
You didn't have millions of dollars at 22.
No,
as far as I know.
I didn't.
Yeah.
But
Nick, are you 22?
27.
Terps 22.
Terps 22.
Yeah. But I do kind of remember after my 21st birthday being like, there's not, in terms of birthdays, there's not like a whole lot of them to really get like gassed up about.
25, you can rent the car.
Thank you, Nick.
Is that it?
Yeah,
that might be it.
So if you want to rent a vehicle, you got to wait till 25, which I know they always throw a big like, hey, you can rent a car party. But after that, it's probably 21, 40, 50, 75.
I should have thrown my 25th at like a Hertz. Why did I not do that?
Signing the paperwork, yeah, like at the time. Goes,
it's like midnight.
Look at this. I got a Mazda Miata on the way home.
You have a little happy birthday sash.
Take out the insurance, smash it to pieces like on Jackass.
Why? I should have done that.
No, there's not a lot of, especially, there's not a lot of marquee birthdays anymore.
No.
Like after 21, and there really shouldn't be.
No, there's like
you and I just had our 40th.
There's milestone birthdays.
Those are milestone
but
birthdays.
Those, and like my 40th was pretty fun.
Did you have like a magician or anything?
No.
No.
Nope, I should have. But
did you have a girl jump out of a cake? None of that?
No, it's for 50.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, no, there's milestone birthdays. It's not exactly birthdays you're like looking forward to.
What'd you do for your quinceañera? Anything?
What age is that?
15.
15.
That's 15. Sweet 16. That's also a thing?
Yep, sweet 16. Right, yeah, there's so many good little birthdays.
Yeah.
Quinceañera.
Two.
Sweet 16.
Three.
21.
Four.
18-something.
Yeah, you're right. 18 is something.
Yeah.
All the creeps. Oh, she's legal now.
Like, ah, jeez. I meant for myself, but yes.
Oh, sorry.
No, something for other people, too. Maybe the older
creeps.
Well, the older lady. Don't rule out the older ladies now. They're like, he's 18 now.
Cougars.
Yeah, look at him.
They'll take a peek.
Yeah.
But 22 for Drake May, and he's going to celebrate that by being on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
And I did like, now I don't even know if he meant this, but the way we read it and everything, we've been specifically reading into Jerod Mayo.
Mm-hmm.
But when Drake May is like,
well, Mayo makes it pretty easy.
Mayo does.
Yeah.
Not on himself,
no,
but for everybody else. But when Drake May is like, yeah, you know, like obviously I'm disappointed. I wanted to play, but, you know, Jacoby did get all the first team reps in camp. So, like, what am I supposed to do?
I do like, you said this earlier, and you're right. It's Jones and Keefe, WEEI. You can jump in on this. The quarterback decision for the New England Patriots. Happy birthday to Drake May. Happy 22 if you want to wish that as well. 617-779-7937. No, you said it well. Drake May handled that about as well as you could. He didn't say anything inflammatory. He didn't sound angry about it, but he was letting you know, I never really got a real shot. Jacoby got all the reps with the ones. I didn't. And so how was I supposed to win if I never got a real crack at it?
Yeah, he didn't, and it's so that's why I was like, all right, he was set up to not get the job.
It was like the Globetrotters and the Washington Generals.
Some would say it was like
it's a great line. I mean, we keep referencing it, but it is a good analogy. But Kern was also the one member at the beginning. Well, you remember because he was talking to you about it, but he was like, yeah, there's no chance, right? He has to win by injury and knockout or
injury
knockout?
Injury and knockout. He laughed in my face when I said I thought Drake May was going to start week one, which, touche, he's right, I'm wrong.
However, I think it got closer than I think they anticipated.
He might have been sweating it out a little bit.
Yeah, well, I think because they can only kind of keep him on ice so much. And you saw that play in the first preseason game. Remember, we're like, wait, we got one drive from Drake May? Like, we can't see this guy now in the preseason? So if you're not going to use him in the regular season, you're also too afraid to use him in the preseason. But then something obviously changed because then we saw him more in the preseason. And so if you take the totality of the three preseason games, Drake May, much better than Jacoby Brissett.
Yep.
If you take the beat writer's word for it over the last couple of weeks when practice was open to him, Drake May, greater than Jacoby Brissett. And that's still them giving Jacoby Brissett as much of the number one offensive line and as much of the number one receiver group as you can. So Van Pelt, Mayo, Wolf, however you want to, you know, call it, those guys wanted, at least, you know, the guys that were really deciding wanted Jacoby Brissett, and even still, May almost took it from him. So I can't imagine Brissett holds onto it all season.
No.
There's no chance.
No, and it's a fair point by you. What could May have possibly done to win the job? I don't think he could have won the job. And maybe the only way is if the Crafts walked downstairs, Robert or Jonathan, and said, we're doing it. Or Mayo grew a pair and stood up to Wolf and Van Pelt and everybody else and was like, look, we're doing this. It's the right thing for the team to do. I know we had a plan, but we're doing this, which is still why I don't believe Mayo's blameless on this whole thing. But short of that, what could May have done? That's not in his control.
Yeah.
People coming downstairs and demanding for him to get a job. What could May have done? Nothing, I don't think.
Yes.
Looking back at it.
So we know Kraft has the opportunity to step in at any point and just overrule any decision. And I wonder if Mayo is thinking, like, all right, I probably could and should be able to do that as the head coach, but maybe this is sort of the plan we sort of agreed to. Not the plan insofar as like we're all going to pick our guy, and then we're going to go with your guy, but it's just like he has said out loud, Alex Van Pelt's the head coach of the offense. They bring in Ben McAdoo as sort of like another offensive mind on that side. You have a new quarterback coach. You have a new offensive line coach. So at some point, doesn't Mayo have to at least let those guys be like, even though you were the 13th choice, you're still our offensive coordinator. You're the one working most closely with our rookie quarterback. If this is what these guys are telling me all camp long, do I overrule their first decision? And then we're off and running where it's like, all right, what's the point of us even making a decision if you're just going to overrule it every time?
Right. Yeah. Do you kind of scare them away from making a choice? You're trying to empower them.
Yeah.
I get it. I hate the decision.
I
wish he overruled them.
But I think now, you know, yesterday we were talking about the question of, all right, if Jacoby Brissett is really bad in-game, does Mayo have say? I hope so, but we don't really know. And,
No. And
as these guys, I bet there's going to be an opportunity for us to see it. Much like last year where there were times where you're like, they're really starting Mac Jones again? It's like, well, I wonder how long the leash will be. And then, sure enough, Mac Jones would play bad enough, and in comes Bailey Zappe.
It was crazy how long the leash was.
You're like, okay, he's back in there again. So I don't know how that's going to be with Jacoby Brissett, but also, let's say after week four, for example, now you kind of reassess. And if Brissett's been really bad, maybe Van Pelt and Wolf aren't as adamant about it. Maybe they're like, yeah, okay, now that we're seeing this every Sunday, like regular season games, and this guy doesn't have it, we did draft him third overall. We should probably see what it is. So I'm mad about the decision not to start him right away, but I still think there's certainly an opportunity to see him sooner rather than later.
No, I would agree. And you guys can weigh in on the decision, 617-779-7937.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Couple of birthdays to look forward to, Keith. We were wrong.
What do you got?
When you turn 55, you can live in a 55-plus community.
Oh, okay.
When you turn 35, you can be president.
Oh, that's true. Oh, so I could have been president now for a while.
Yeah,
Last time out, I could have been.
I should have rolled out a platform 5 years ago. Yeah.
When are, this is actually important to me, when are movie tickets cheaper? Because you see the price that's like, there's like matinee.
Oh, like a senior discount? Like a
senior discount for movies. 65, maybe?
That sounds right.
Probably a little bit older.
60? Probably depends on the establishment.
Now, do you think if you're kind of close... Are they going to check your license like they would like alcohol? Or could you be like, yeah, I'm 65. And they're like, dude, you look 45. And I'm like, I'd like a couple bucks off, though.
Yeah.
Would they card you if you asked for the senior discount at a movie theater?
No. I don't think so. It's probably a high schooler working there.
They're like, dude, it's not coming out of my end.
Yeah, dude, I don't care. You're clearly 25. I don't care.
Honestly, some of these movie theaters now, it's like there's nobody.
You can basically just walk in.
Yes.
So can you do on? Can you do online? Can you just be like, I'm a senior? How are they going to
know? Yeah, you could.
Yeah.
Well, no, but then there's supposed to be somebody scanning that. But I've been many times.
So it looks like senior is $2 and you need a valid ID.
Dude, that adds up.
$2 less expensive than adult.
It adds up. You watch a lot of movies. You watch 10 movies a year. You just save $20.
So if you wanted to go to Alien Romulus tonight, it would be $14.49.
That's a steal. You just stole an evening away.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're 16 plus tax. You're like $30 later.
Well, never mind. You're getting your popcorn. I'm getting close.
I couldn't pull off 65 yet, but we're getting there.
we're
creeping up on it.
We have Week in Review coming your way about 15 minutes from now, so stay tuned for it here on Jones and Keith. I want your thoughts and reaction on what you're actually rooting for. We can't control this decision.
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't want Brissett. You don't want Brissett. I don't think a lot of people want to watch Jacoby Brissett. If you would disagree, you can let us know. Now that it's here, though, what are you actually rooting for? To play out with the Patriots, are you rooting for them in week one, for instance, against Cincinnati a week from Sunday? Are you rooting for Brissett to get benched, throw two picks, throw five picks? What are you rooting for so that they can hand things off to Drake May? Or do you want Drake May to sit the year? What are you actually rooting for in week one, Keith? Are you rooting for them to win? Are you rooting for Brissett to stink it up? How do you want to see it play out?
Yeah, I think they need Jacoby Brissett to play really poorly, but the offensive line has to be competent. It's not going to be a clean game for the offensive line, but it can't be 10 penalties. It can't be 5, 6, 7 sacks, because then it's the same thing, which a lot of us are sort of, I guess, being forced to believe. They're afraid to throw him out there, right? They're afraid to throw him out there because they think he's going to get killed. So if they lose 31-0 and Brissett gets sacked a bunch of times, but he's healthy, he's probably going to play week two because they're like, well, the line's not ready. So we need the line to be better than we're saying that it is. I think that's the most important thing. Even if they like squeak out a win, I know like you mentioned earlier, like, well, if they're winning, they're not going to take Brissett out. But if it really comes down to the whole operation being better, and Drake May is clearly the superior athlete, the superior like
talent.
Prototype talent of the quarterback. So as long as the offensive line, which does look like a disaster, as long as that is even like close to average, you're like, you know what? Maybe we could put him out there and he won't get killed. And then you throw in Polk and Baker making a play or Pop Douglas looking decent. You're like, well, wait a minute. Like, maybe the rest of the team isn't as bad as we thought it was going in. So why saddle them with Brissett? Maybe let's give him the kid and see what happens.
Yeah. So
as far as like win and loss, I think more it's just like make sure the offensive line looks okay.
Yeah. I just don't think, and I'll stand by this, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think they're benching Brissett if they're winning. I don't think. Now, I'll give you a prominent example where a team did do that. Didn't the Dolphins do that with Tua?
I was just about to look that up because that was really strange timing. But you could also argue that Flores
just Fitzpatrick?
Yeah, it was Ryan Fitzpatrick and Tua, and they just kind of like bungled that whole thing. It was a disaster because everybody thought Ryan Fitzpatrick, what they were saying about him that year is the same stuff they're saying about Brissett this year. nobody's a better mentor. He knows it's not really his job. He's such a professional. Ryan Fitzpatrick, and I'll double check this, but he was winning a few games. Then they benched him, and he was mad. He was like legit bummed about it. And they're like, wait a minute. I thought this was like the perfect guy to sit. And he was pretty upset about it. So let me just double check when that even was. Was that the COVID year? I think it was.
Was it Tua's rookie year, 2020?
Yeah, I believe it was.
That sounds right.
The back and forth. I mean, they finished the year 10-6. So that's the other one where I kind of throw it out. A lot of people have been quick to point out years where top 10 picks don't play right away or even don't play most of the season or half the season. The teams are all good. Even Jake Locker, who I'd forgotten about because everybody's forgotten about Jake Locker. That team went 9-7, and Matt Hasselbeck was the quarterback.
But the point is they were too good to bench the veteran,
like,
right?
Because they were like, hey, let's give the rest of the team an opportunity. Maybe we make the playoffs or whatever, whereas this isn't the case here.
So I'm rooting against the Patriots week one. Well, and I know, Jones, you're always rooting against the Patriots. No, they get Drake May in there. I'll be rooting for them every week. I'll root for them every single week. I want May to play well. I want the team to play well. I don't want them to tank at that point in time. I want them to win once May's in there. But I'll root against them, and I'll root against Brissett so that I can expedite that process. They might have week, I don't even know what week they might have circled. 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 with the bye week. They might think that's the right time for a transition. That's too long. I don't want to wait that long. I don't want them to win 2, 3, 4 games. Look scrappy in the meantime. Keep it close. Look like they're onto something with Jacoby Brissett. I don't want that. Instead of them being boring and borderline unwatchable and maybe winning a couple of games and scratching out a few games, I don't want that. I want the transition to happen immediately. And here's what occurred to me yesterday after they made the decision to go with Brissett. Week one's now out. It's Brissett against Cincinnati. They won't start May on a short week, week three against the Jets. They shouldn't start him, and I doubt they would, week four against the Niners. So if Drake May isn't starting week two, he's not starting until October. So I hope Brissett is awful week one, throws a bunch of picks, gets benched, and or they can't go back to him week two, and Drake May's in there week two against Seattle. That's what I hope.
So looking back on the 2020 Dolphins, Ryan Fitzpatrick started the first 6 games of the year. It looks like Tua came into the game in week 6, and what's strange is they were 3-3 after 6 games. They beat San Francisco 43-17 in week 5 with Fitzpatrick.
Okay.
Then they shut out the Jets 24-0.
Then they benched
him. Basically with Fitzpatrick, then they benched him.
Weird.
And then they went with Tua, and Tua actually won his first 3 starts.
But here's what's similar about those teams. It was a disconnect between the front office and the coach.
Definitely.
And obviously that led to Flores getting fired in Miami, but I'm sure, I didn't cover that team, I don't remember it off the top of my head, I'm sure the front office was like, get Tua in there. And Flores probably didn't want to do that.
No.
And this
Tua hates Flores.
This is the inverse of that. The front office, the GM, they want Brissett to hand off to May, and it sounds like Mayo wants the opposite. So that would be the analogy, and where I think there's some consistency. There was friction within that team. Yeah. There's friction, it seems, within this team.
Yeah, I just, like, if May doesn't play soon, and it's just hard to envision a scenario where a Gerard Mayo head coach, Alex Van Pelt offensive coordinator, Elliott Wolf GM, Drake May quarterback situation works out great. Because some of the other, we've thrown out, there's a million quarterbacks, even first-round pick quarterbacks over the last decade, and you try to figure out, like, who played, who didn't, when they got good, everything else. And a lot of times, the guys that were bad right away just were bad. They went to other places, were also bad. The guys that needed sort of a change, like something needed to snap. Maybe they got a good receiver. Maybe they got a new head coach. Maybe they got a new play caller, more specifically. That's what changed them. But, yeah, for whatever reason, those guys, being Elliott Wolf, Alex Van Pelt, don't feel comfortable giving the reins to Drake May this year. That's what it seems like.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.